Let's take a look at the land, Jake. Describe the land for us.
It's a beautiful piece of land. The western part of the preserve, as I said, is the beginning of the Great Plains. It's almost treeless. The eastern part of the preserve ranges from scrubby post oak and blackjack oak at the extremes back into lovely forest and riparian tree, along the stream beds and so on. It's a very thick forest. So it's contrasting. The southeastern part of the preserve is heavily with canyons and so on. We don't let the bison in there because getting them out of there would be virtually impossible. The land varies about 400 feet in elevation. It's watered by several good creeks, primarily Sand Creek, but Wild Hog, Little Sand, Hickory, Dry, and other creeks. It's just a beautiful contrast of lands, open prairie, thick woods, scrubby lands. And fire, of course, is also used there to keep the woods from invading, particularly the eastern red cedar, which is a constant problem.
There are different varieties of native rocks.
Yes. Basically, the western portion of the preserve has limestone-derived soils. The rocks on the surface will be limestone. The eastern portion is sandstone. And it's not a well-defined line. The two soil types will support different plant life.
Types of grasses. There are many of them. How many plant species are there?
We've identified 750 plant species, not counting mosses and lichens. That would make the count double. So of the 750, about 150 or 60 are grasses. The rest are broadleaf plants.
So there are non-native grasses that have come in, too.
Well, they've been introduced. Ranchers historically have tried to improve the forage capability of their ranch land. About 10% of our plant species have been introduced.
So then is it true that the big blue stem is the tallest? Can that reach heights of 10 feet?
Yes.
And if the soil, if shallow, the Osage would like this. They knew the white farmers would not like it because the farmers couldn't till it.
Yeah, they said, white man, no put iron thing in ground here.
Right.
They weren't considering drilling equipment.
Yeah.
There's kind of a romantic story. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but I've heard it repeated a number of times. Historically, the Osages were encountered in 1673 by Marquette and Joliet or Joliet on the Mississippi River. They were near where St. Louis is now. Basically, through a series of treaties, they were pushed to southeastern Kansas about 1825. That was their reservation. But when they would go on their semi-annual buffalo hunt, they would come back and find whites living in their home, and the Indian agent wouldn't do anything about it. So they could see they weren't going to be able to stay in southeastern Kansas. It was too much desired by homesteaders. Osage friends have told me this. They sent scouts out different directions to try to find a new home and went as far as Mexico, but they wound up selecting Osage County. The instructions they would give their scout, and this may or may not be true, but I've heard it several times, is to throw a spear in the air, and when it hits the ground, if it sticks, we don't want it because somebody will be coming wanting to plow it and take it from us. So we want rocky land, and they found that in the Osage.
That's amazing. It's probably true.
Well, they got tired of being pushed around.
Right.